Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, August 16th. You'll be interested to know. 70 years ago, today, in 1954, the first issue of Sports Illustrated was released, and the weekly publication, which later changed to monthly, became the leading sports magazine in the United States. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Expect a mix of thigh-to-waist-high waves from the south-southwest early on Friday. The morning will be semi-glassy, with light south winds less than 5 miles per hour. In the afternoon, conditions will become semi-choppy, with south-southwest winds increasing to 5 to 10 miles per hour. On Saturday, expect knee to thigh-high swell with occasional waist-high sets. The morning will be semi-glassy with south-southeast winds less than 5 miles per hour, turning bumpy in the afternoon. Sunday will start with knee-high swell from the southwest and occasional thigh sets, building to thigh-to-waist-high in the afternoon. Expect glassy conditions in the morning with light west-northwest winds and semi-choppy conditions in the afternoon, as winds shift west 5 to 10 miles per hour. Friday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking fair in the morning until 11, at 2 plus feet. Then conditions turn choppy until sunset. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with a 2-foot incoming mid-tide, when the south-southwest swell is 1.5 feet at 13 seconds. And the onshore wind is 4 mph. The first high tide Friday will be 3.5 feet just before 9 a.m., with a 3-foot low tide at 1. This morning, it's patchy fog and feels like 66 degrees with 8 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 7:31, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:14. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog before 11 a.m., mostly sunny skies with temperatures reaching the high 70s, and a gentle breeze from the south. Tonight, expect more patchy fog after 11 p.m., partly cloudy skies, with a low in the mid-60s and light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect patchy fog each morning through Tuesday, clearing by mid-morning. Days will be mostly sunny with highs near 80 and light southwest winds. Nights will be partly cloudy with lows around 67 and fog returning late. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, snorkelers at La Jolla Cove were surprised to find a rare 12-foot oarfish known as a sea serpent or doomsday fish. This discovery marks only the 20th oarfish found along California's shore since 1901. Ben Frabel from the Marine Vertebrate Collection at Scripps Institution of Oceanography noted that these deep sea dwellers can grow to over 25 feet and weigh more than 500 pounds. Interestingly, the find coincided with recent earthquakes in Southern California. Scientists plan to study the specimen, adding to the mysterious species understanding at Scripps. Now on to sports. Could a 6-inning minimum for starting pitchers rejuvenate Major League Baseball? Going into the 2023 season, Major League Baseball introduced extensive rule changes, including a pitch clock, eliminating the shift, enlarging bases, and limiting pickoff throws. These changes aim to shorten games and increase action. Now the league is eyeing its next goal, having starting pitchers spend more time on the mound and less in surgery rooms. Discussions include limiting pitching staff sizes and possibly requiring starters to pitch at least 6 innings. This rule aims to restore the prominence of starting pitchers, balance the game, and reduce injuries. In local sports, tonight, the Padres are on the road in Colorado to take on the Rockies. In top news, cable TV, once a cash cow, is now facing a steep decline. Paramount and Warner Brothers Discovery have taken significant financial hits with Warner Brothers. Discovery writing down $9 billion due to losses in National Basketball Association rights and affiliate renewals. Paramount Global followed with a $6 billion impairment charge related to the Skydance deal. Analysts like Jessica Ree Furlick note that cable networks are in a never-ending decline, driven by cord-cutting and shifting advertising dollars. The industry is now looking for ways to adapt, potentially through asset roll-ups or new streaming models. In business news, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer announced plans to pass a crypto bill by year-end during the Crypto for Harris Town Hall, signaling a shift in Democratic engagement with the industry. Schumer emphasized the need for bipartisan support for common sense regulation. Historically, Democrats have been less active on crypto, with the Biden administration backing crypto unfriendly actions. The town hall, attended by 15,000 people, aimed to show Democrats' interest in crypto policy. Patrick McHenry, a Republican, and other industry voices cautiously supported Schumer's efforts. The crypto vote, previously leaning towards Trump, might now be split. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $58,100. Ethereum is just under $2,600. And Solana is $142. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Geological clues reveal that the asteroid causing the end of the dinosaurs, which formed the Chicxulub crater, was a carbonaceous chondrite meteorite. This catastrophic event occurred beyond Jupiter during the Cretaceous period. The asteroid, over 6 miles wide, hit Central America, causing a global heat pulse and a prolonged winter that wiped out over 60% of species, including non-avian dinosaurs like Tyrannosaurus rex and Triceratops. A recent study identified the asteroid's origin using ruthenium isotopes, indicating it came from the outer solar system. This unique impact allowed survivors, like early primates, to flourish. And in entertainment news, Nicolas Cage will portray John Madden in an upcoming biopic about the creation of the Madden video game. John Madden, a legendary coach and broadcaster, passed away 3 years ago at age 85. His namesake video game franchise continues to thrive, with Madden 25 releasing on Friday. Directed by David O. Russell, the film will focus on Madden's life, particularly the origins of the video game franchise, rather than his coaching or broadcasting career. Russell praised Cage for embodying the American spirit of originality, fun, and determination. This project promises to explore Madden's impact on the sports video game marketplace. Well, alrighty, folks. It's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American sports commentator and coach, John Madden. And he said, "When the going gets tough, I'm not always sure what you do. I'm not saying that I know how to fix everything when the going gets tough, but I do know this. When the going gets tough, you don't quit. And you don't fold up. And you don't go in the other direction." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.